Welcome to another episode of My Weird Prompts, an AI-generated podcast featuring the random prompts of Daniel Rosehill as answered by a revolving cast of friendly AI characters. Join us for deep dives into AI, technology, and whatever other random thing Daniel finds fascinating today. Subscribe on Spotify or your favorite podcatcher. Now, today's episode.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Hi there, Herman and Corin. So we've talked about online security and privacy a bit, and actually the subject of VPNs have come up. Traditionally, when people are looking for VPNs for privacy reasons, there's two aspects to consider. The first is encrypting the traffic between your user, the endpoint, whether that's a client device or a router, and the VPN server. And the second one, at least traditionally, by which I mean that this wasn't always something that was enabled by default or which users had to put some thought into configuring, was the DNS requests. I'd like to talk about that second part of the picture today for someone who is interested in thoroughly ensuring that their outbound internet communications are as private as possible. For DNS, we now have DNS over HTTPS, encrypted DNS, and actually sending our DNS traffic out through a HTTPS endpoint instead of using a traditional DNS server. Curious to know what your thoughts are about that technology and if it can be used in isolation. If we were to use it in isolation, let's say I'm on my Android phone and I was just going through the menus, which is actually what made me think about this prompt, and I see there's an option for, by default, you can just use the default DNS, whatever your MNO is going to be using, that's what you use, or you can choose to use a custom DNS server. If you just want to do that and nothing else, is there any point? What kind of DNS might you want to use? There's a few options out there that I'm aware of for personal DNS and private DNS. If you just wanted that aspect of it, what might the privacy benefits be, and what would be the main options?
You ever get that feeling that you are being followed, but not by a person? It is more like a digital shadow that knows every single website you visit, even if you are using an encrypted connection like HTTPS.
Herman Poppleberry here, and I know exactly what you are talking about, Corn. It is the great irony of the modern web. We have all these layers of security, yet the very first step we take to find a website is often wide open for anyone on the network to see.
It is like locking your front door but leaving a map on the porch showing exactly where you went for dinner. And that is exactly what our housemate Daniel was asking about in his prompt this week. He noticed that setting in the Android menu for private DNS and wanted to know if switching to a custom, encrypted DNS server actually does anything for your privacy if you are not doing anything else, like using a virtual private network.
It is such a great question because it gets to the heart of how the internet actually functions under the hood. Most people think HTTPS protects everything, but it really does not.
Right, and I think we should really dig into the mechanics here. We have touched on security before, like back in episode 216 when we talked about CVEs and CrowdSec, but this is different. This is about the fundamental plumbing of the internet. So, Herman, for those who might have a general idea but want the technical nuance, what exactly is the problem with standard domain name system requests?
Well, the domain name system, or DNS, is essentially the phone book of the internet. When you type in a website name, your computer has to ask a DNS server for the numerical Internet Protocol address, or IP address, associated with that name. The problem is that, historically, these requests are sent in plain text. They are unencrypted.
And that means anyone sitting between you and that DNS server can see exactly what you are looking for.
Exactly. That includes your internet service provider, the person running the Wi-Fi at the coffee shop, or even a malicious actor on the same network. Even if the website you eventually visit uses HTTPS to encrypt the actual content of your visit, the initial request to find that website is broadcast to the world.
So even if my ISP cannot see the specific page I am reading on a site or the data I am sending, they know I am visiting that site. They see the metadata.
Precisely. And in 2026, metadata is big business. Internet service providers can and do log these requests. They build a profile of your interests, your health concerns, your political leanings, all based on the domains you resolve. With modern AI-driven traffic analysis, they can even predict your future behavior based on those patterns. They then sell that anonymized data to advertisers.
That is the part that always gets me. I am paying them for a service, and they are essentially double-dipping by selling my browsing habits. But Daniel specifically asked about the benefits of changing this in isolation. If I go into my Android settings right now and switch to an encrypted DNS provider, what actually changes for me?
This is where it gets interesting. On Android, when you use the private DNS feature, it uses a protocol called DNS over TLS, or DOT, with DNS over HTTPS, or DOH, available in browsers like Chrome on Android 15 and 16. Both do essentially the same thing. They wrap those plain text DNS queries in an encrypted tunnel.
Okay, so the ISP sees that I am talking to, say, Cloudflare or Google, but they cannot see the names of the websites I am asking for within that tunnel.
That is the primary benefit. It effectively blinds your ISP to your DNS history. It also prevents DNS hijacking. That is a technique where a network operator redirects your request for a legitimate site to a malicious one. If the DNS request is encrypted and authenticated, they cannot mess with the answer you get back.
But here is the catch I was thinking about. Even if the DNS request is encrypted, do I not still have to connect to the IP address of the website? And does my ISP not see that IP address?
You have hit on the exact limitation of doing this in isolation. Yes, the ISP still sees the destination IP address. However, a huge portion of the modern web sits behind content delivery networks like Cloudflare or Akamai. Hundreds of thousands of websites might share the same IP address. In those cases, the ISP knows you are talking to a Cloudflare server, but they do not know which specific website on that server you are visiting. It creates a level of ambiguity that makes mass profiling much harder.
So it is not perfect, but it is a significant step up from broadcasting every domain name in plain text. But what about that other leak you mentioned? The SNI?
Right, server name indication. Historically, even with encrypted DNS, the domain name leaked during the HTTPS handshake. But here is the good news for 2026. A newer standard called Encrypted Client, Hello, or ECH, is increasingly supported. It encrypts that initial handshake too. Browsers like Firefox and providers like Cloudflare support it, helping to close that metadata leak when enabled.
That sounds like a massive win for privacy. But let us talk about the options. Daniel wanted to know what is out there. If someone wants to make this switch on their phone, who are the big players?
There are several excellent options. The most well-known is Cloudflare's 1.1.1.1. They are incredibly fast and have a strong privacy policy claiming to delete logs within 24 hours. Then there is Quad9, the 9.9.9.9.9 service. They are a nonprofit based in Switzerland, and they actually block known malicious domains at the DNS level, which is a great security bonus.
I like the idea of a nonprofit. What about the more customizable ones?
NixDNS is the gold standard for control freaks. It is like having a pie hole in the cloud. You can toggle on block lists for Facebook trackers, ad networks, or even entire categories of sites. It saves battery and data because your phone never even attempts to download those ad assets. There is also AdGuard DNS, which is very user-friendly for ad blocking.
And I have heard people mentioning Movad DNS lately too.
Oh, absolutely. Movad is a favorite in the privacy community. They have a public DNS that is completely free, supports DoH and DoT, and they have a legendary reputation for not keeping any logs whatsoever. It is a great choice if you want to stay away from the big tech ecosystems entirely.
So, we have Cloudflare for speed, Quad9 for security, NextDNS for customization, and Movad for pure privacy. What about Google? They are the default for a lot of people.
Google's 8.8.8.8 is reliable, but if your goal is privacy from big tech, using Google as your DNS provider is a bit like asking the fox to guard the henhouse. They already know so much. Giving them your DNS queries just completes the puzzle for them.
Fair point. So, for Daniel and everyone else, the takeaway is, yes, changing your DNS in isolation is absolutely worth it. It is not a total invisibility cloak. You still need a VPN or Tor for that. But it is like putting up curtains in your house. People can still see that the lights are on, but they cannot see what you are doing inside.
Exactly. It is about raising the cost of surveillance. And it is so easy to do. On Android, it is usually under Settings, then Network and Internet, then Private DNS. You just select Private DNS Provider Hostname and type in the address. For Cloudflare, it is 1.1.1.1.cloudflare.dns.com. For Quad9, it is dns.quad9.net.
And for our iOS listeners, it is a bit different, right?
Right. On iOS, you usually install a configuration profile. Most of these providers have simple apps that will generate that profile for you in seconds. Once it is on, it works system-wide just like on Android.
One minor downside we should mention is the captive portal issue. You know, those login pages at airports or hotels.
Yes, they often break because they rely on intercepting your DNS to show you that login page. If your phone is locked to an encrypted provider, it might just show a connection error. The fix is simple. Temporarily turn off private DNS, log in to the Wi-Fi, and then toggle it back on.
That is a small price to pay for 24/7 privacy. And Herman, you mentioned that some browsers have their own settings too.
Yes, Chrome and Firefox often have a secure DNS's toggle. Usually, the Android system-wide setting takes precedence, but it is always worth checking your browser settings to make sure you are not accidentally bypassing your custom provider. It is about making sure all the windows are closed, not just the front door.
I love that. It is like privacy herd immunity. Every person who switches makes the whole network a little more secure and a little less profitable for snoops.
I love that framing, privacy herd immunity. We should trademark that.
Ha! Good luck. Well, I think we have covered every nook and cranny of this topic. Daniel, I hope that helps you navigate your Android settings.
And for everyone else, stay curious and keep those prompts coming. No topic is too obscure for us.
We really do live for this stuff. If you want to find our back catalog or subscribe to our RSS feed, head over to myweirdprompts.com. And if you have a second, leave us a review on Spotify. It really helps other curious minds find the show.
Herman Poppleberry, signing off.
And Corn, too. Thanks for listening to My Weird Prompts. Now, let's go find that coffee.
Lead the way, Corn. Just don't block the coffee shop's Wi-Fi with your new filters.
Pause. No promises. Goodbye, everyone.
This episode was generated using Gemini Flash 3. Text-to-speech engine was Chatterbox Turbo.
Thanks for listening to another episode of My Weird Prompts, an AI-generated podcast featuring Daniel Rosehill's AI prompts, as answered by a revolving cast of friendly AI characters including me, Cornelius the Sloth. Subscribe on Spotify or visit myweirdprompts.com.